6:43, this is 1320 WILS. You've heard about the gender pay gap. Well, now a new study looking at the reason why. One of the key reasons is the actual majors that men and women are clustered into as they go into college. Catherine Mars is with us. She's a certified educational consultant. She's the founder of Mars College Admission Advisors, has been dealing with issues of college admissions for many years. Catherine, great to have you on WILS.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I look forward to visiting with you about this subject.
Yeah, what the study says is that men tend to go into majors like engineering and physics where they're going to make more money, women more into social work and healthcare. Do you think that's the primary reason why they end up making such a different wage level when they leave?
Well, I think that, you know, right now the top majors are in engineering and computer science. And Betsy DeVos was on news this morning talking about the fact that she's got a big push for helping girls get more into STEM careers and STEM majors. And I think there's certainly some merit to that because that's what's popular right now. But if you take a student who really does not have any interest in engineering or math and science, and you force them to go to college with a major in engineering, they're not going to be successful. And if you allow that student to major in a liberal arts field of their interest, then in 20 years' time, they will be making the same as an engineer.
Yeah, I mean, look,
more than likely.
I was an English major myself. I generally felt that liberal arts, I mean, I have to say, they were easier majors than some of these hard science majors. Do you agree with that?
Well, I don't know if they were easier. I think they're easier for those of us who are not big on math and science.
Mm-hmm. Now,
I certainly wasn't big on math and science, so I was a liberal arts kid.
Yeah, I mean, I just remember looking at some of the engineering books and thinking, wow, that would require a lot of studying, different kinds of studying than an English major is doing. Well, why do you think women tend to go in more in the direction of social work, liberal arts, and so on than the men?
Well, partly because traditionally that's been kind of the direction we've been told to do. You know, I think it's only been in the last 10 to 15 years that you really see more women going into the sciences or going into, they've been around a long time. There are a lot of women doctors. There are a lot of women scientists. And today, for instance, there's a celebration of the astronaut, a woman who's been in space longer than anybody else mm-hmm. ever. And so, you know, she's probably... she's in her 40s. So, yeah. You know, science has been around with women, but not as a major focus.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, Catherine, because you're dealing with a lot of admissions issues. You're really one of the country's top admissions consultants and advisors. What do you do when someone comes in and says, look, I really don't know. I mean, I'm 18, 19 years old. I have no idea what I really want to do. Where do they head in terms of college at that point?
Well, first of all, there are an awful lot of free career testing tools on the internet that they can go and try out different things to find out what their aptitude and their interests really are. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely recommend that students look at going to schools. They have a variety of choices, liberal arts and maybe engineering, but definitely liberal arts. Because if they don't know what they want to do, then they need to explore different things. Mm-hmm. And high school is, you know, it's a structured environment, and they don't have a lot of choice. They have to take a certain number of sciences and certain number of history classes, et cetera.
But what about the reality that you come out of college with an engineering degree, you're going to land at a high-paying job most likely, and you come out with an English major and not so guaranteed. What about that reality?
Well, that's the reality for right now. But it may not be in 5 years. In other words, today, the careers that are going to be out there in 5 to 10 years haven't even been created. If you think about the iPhone and the type of engineers that are required or the type of people that are required to fix them, then, you know, the iPad and the iPhone haven't been around that long. So those are things that students need to be aware of, is that there's a real good chance that they don't know what they're going to do because it hasn't been created. And, you know, not everybody has to go to college. You know, whatever happened to going and getting a skill at a technical school and then working a few years and then deciding
right. All know the robots are coming, right, Catherine? Are students ready for that?
Well, I think there'll always be human beings behind those robots.
Yeah. Well, let's hope. I mean, for as long as they'll take us. Catherine Mars, certified educational consultant, Mars College Admission Advisors, founder of that. Find her at Mars, that's two R's, MarsCAA.com, MarsCAA.com. Catherine, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you.
You have a nice afternoon.
You too.